My book draws heavily from Cree mythology, and this is a quick rundown of some of the mythological creatures that inspired me and also show up in my book with a twist. The Hamjogo, or the three-legged crow, is symbolic of the sun. It's a messenger of the soul, and its three legs are said to represent the heavens, not to be confused with the Christian heaven, the earth, and those who inhabit the earth. A tokebi is a nature deity that is most comparable to an orc or a goblin, I would say, in English. There are so many renditions of them, but they are most commonly known as tricksters who like to challenge people to wrestling matches. They carry a magic club, and they punish evil men. The Imenjo is a gigantic bird or dragon with a human face, or sometimes arms. As terrifying as they look, they actually represent harmony and peace. They are said to be the bridge between the heavens, again, not to be confused with the Christian heaven, and the earth. In Cree mythology, they are said to show up once there is peace on earth, so it's safe to say we will not be seeing one for a long time. And of course, the Yong, or the Korean dragon. Korean dragons are wingless, but they do fly. They're also bringers of rain and controllers of water. Unlike Western dragons, they are benevolent, and they represent courage, balance, and good fortune. They also notably have specifically four toes, and they carry, either in their jaw or their hands, a dragon pearl. In Korean mythology, there are also baby dragons. As juveniles, dragons are actually imugi, or water serpents. Depending on who you ask, an imugi will turn into a dragon either after living 1,000 years or after being so benevolent they deserve dragonhood. If you do ever pick up my book, I think it would be fun to try to spot these appearances because I do put a bit of a spin on some of them. If you would like to, I would love to have you here and follow along. And if you're interested, I could always dive deeper into the mythology again.